Okay, if you've been following the Democratic primary, you might wonder how Bernie Sanders seems to have all the energy and enthusiasm, but Hillary Clinton is way ahead in the race to the nomination. NPR's Tamara Keith has answers.
A listener wrote in with a question for the NPR Politics podcast. Why did he see so many Bernie Sanders bumper stickers and none for Hillary Clinton? Lauren Winkler emailed us to offer an answer.
So visceral of a reaction against her.
Put another way, publicly showing support for Hillary Clinton just isn't worth the aggravation. I caught up with Winkler at a roller derby rink in Albuquerque. She and her friends Lee Featherstone and Holly Chamberlain were among about a dozen women, blocking, skating, and slamming into each other and the pavement. Winkler, Featherstone, and Chamberlain are in their late 20s and early 30s, a lawyer, a nonprofit data manager, and an engineer. They all want Hillary Clinton to be president, but you won't see it on their car bumpers or dominating their Facebook feeds. Here's Chamberlain.
I don't have the time and energy and mental toughness to have the whole conversation.
Featherstone says she's had many conversations about Clinton, where someone tells her she's wrong. They start out talking about issues.
And then it would turn into, be honest. It's just because she's a woman, isn't it? You could have led with that.
For Winkler, it's like all those times she's felt second-guessed because of her gender.
It feels like it's because I'm a woman who like can't properly formulate her own political views. And this other woman who's running for president, like, you can't actually be supporting this, right? Like, this is a joke.
It took these friends a while to admit to each other that they support Clinton. When they finally did, there was sort of a bond in sharing an unpopular opinion. Here's Winkler again.
I've had many conversations with these ladies about how we feel about Hillary and how frustrating it can be feeling that way, not being able to express it because of the reaction you get from Bernie supporters and just anyone who doesn't like her.
And with all the visible support for Clinton's primary opponent, the rallies, the bumper stickers, all the social media, you could easily get the impression Clinton is losing, badly. But she's not. She's gotten nearly 13 million votes, won more states, and has a nearly insurmountable lead in delegates. Chamberlain says she sometimes feels like a bad Clinton supporter for not speaking up.
So many people, when Hillary is winning voting contests, are like, it must be rigged. I don't know anyone who supports Hillary, not one single person. So there must be something going on. They must be wrong. They must be cheating, something like that. And sometimes I'm like, hey, I support Hillary Clinton, so you know one person, but mostly I just don't say anything.
They each have their reasons for supporting Clinton. Her pragmatism, her commitment to the Affordable Care Act, her experience and understanding of America's role in the world. Winkler and Featherstone have even given her campaign a little money. But until this interview, they haven't been vocal about it.
We talked about, like, are we really ready to go public?
Chamberlain was reluctant to give her full name.
Is my voice shaking? It'll be fine. Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll do it, Hillary Clinton.
The irony isn't lost on any of them, that they're totally unafraid of busting into each other on the roller derby rink, but they have reservations about posting something about Hillary Clinton on Facebook or Twitter. Tamara Keith, NPR News.